Nolte, If Kenosha Burns Tonight, Blame Biden and the Corporate Media. By John Nolte on November 19, 2021. If Kenosha or any other Democrat-run cities burn tonight, the blame lies squarely on the liars who spread the lies to encourage these riots, Joe Biden and the corporate media. Kyle Rittenhouse has been found not guilty on all counts. Well, no shit. It's on video. Of course, he's not guilty. Now, no one, much less a 17-year-old, should be running into a riot carrying an AR-15. But terrible judgment is not, nor should it be, a crime. It was a no-brainer verdict. Of course, the fascist Kenosha, Wisconsin, prosecutors knew it was a no-brainer verdict. But the fascist prosecutors likely thought that, at the very least, they could punish Rittenhouse by putting him through this ringer. Nazis. So now the question is, as it always is when Democrats don't get what they want, how many Democrat-run cities will burn tonight at the hands of Democrats? Just so we're clear on this point. I could not care less. I live in MAGA country, where we don't have riots. Where the streets, air, and water are safe and clean. Where people of all races and backgrounds own guns and get along just fine. If Democrats want to burn down Democrat-run cities, whatever. But if Democrats do burn down Democrat-run cities this weekend, let's just remember who exactly screamed race. In this crowded theater while pouring the gasoline of lies all over everything. And that's the corporate media, NBC News, MSNBC, NPR, PBS, The New York Times, Washington Post, KNLAW, ABC, CBS, etc. Let me put it this way. The Democrats who run the corporate media have spent months spreading audacious lies about Kyle Rittenhouse, flat-out falsehoods. Why? To deliberately incite Democrats to burn down Democrat-run cities in the event Rittenhouse was acquitted. And he was acquitted, lol, so here we go. Oh, hang on. A family of bluebirds just delivered my lunch on a silver tray. Did I mention I live in MAGA country? Anyway, should Democrats burn down Democrat-run cities tonight? Just remember it didn't have to be this way. All the media had to do was tell the truth about the case, about Rittenhouse. The media's decision not to tell the truth, to instead spread provable and inflammatory lies about Rittenhouse, was a choice made by the media. Why? Because Democrats in the media love to see Democrat-run cities burn. It makes them feel as though they still have some power. I mean, look at all these lies. Just look. Oh, and it's not just the media who want to see Democrat-run cities burn. So too does his fraudulency Joe Biden, who smeared Rittenhouse as a white supremacist this week. Rittenhouse is a white guy who, in self-defense, shot and killed two white guys and shot and injured another white guy. There's no record of Rittenhouse having any kind of altercation with a black person that night. There's no evidence he's any kind of racist. He's just a dumb kid who thought it was a good idea to brandish an AR-15 as he went to help out a community during a riot. Oh, and that riot in Kenosha last August? That was another riot caused by the corporate media's lies, or what we call the Jacob Blake hoax. That night was a big win for the media. All kinds of Democrats burned down all kinds of stuff in that Democrat-run city. This is like the Trayvon Martin hoax. The man who shot Martin in self-defense was Hispanic. But because Democrats in the media wanted to see Democrat-run cities burn, the media told us he was white. I guess the good news in all of this is that there's so little racism in America, the left is forced to invent it. Regardless, lying about such things is not a call for racial justice. Nope. It's a blatant, open, and deliberate call for riots in Democrat-run cities. You get what you vote for. Good luck, Democrat-run Kenosha. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.